The Obama administration is closely monitoring the treatment of the first person testing positive for Ebola in the U.S., and Jim Acosta joins me live from the White House. Jim, what is the latest there?
Aaron, the White House is urging the public to remain calm as the Centers for Disease Control tries to get a handle on this Ebola case in the U.S. Last month, President Obama said at the CDC that it was unlikely that someone with Ebola would reach this country's shores. But with the confirmed case in Dallas, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest told me earlier today that this patient does not pose a risk. Here's what he had to say.
It is our view that we have the medical infrastructure that is necessary to try to treat this individual that does have Ebola in a way that doesn't pose a significant risk to other patients in the hospital, to the doctors and nurses who will be caring for that individual, and certainly doesn't pose a significant risk to the broader community.
In the meantime, the White House is using social media to spread the facts about Ebola. Officials have been tweeting and posting on Instagram this message, and we can throw it up on screen. It says, you can't get Ebola through air, you can't get Ebola through water, you can't get Ebola through food in the U.S., adding later that the virus can only be spread through contact with the blood or body fluids of people or animals sick with Ebola. But Aaron, despite these efforts to get the word out, make no mistake, this is something that the White House is watching very, very closely tonight.